can sell two houses.
Yeah, you really?
There's enough land.
Did you turn the recorder back on?
There's enough land.
I think this guy who lives like that. He's no shell.
And his daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, they were fine.
I found my pen. All right, going back to ordinance 2015-31.
Show the time of review.
An ordinance declaring certain real property located at 4170 Lander Road surplus property and authorizing the mayor to enter into an exclusive right to sell agreement with JS English Company as the broker for the sale of the property and related services. Declaring an emergency, this is on for second reading. Administration has requested suspension of the rules and passage. I know that last week we had discussion on the timeframe. Is that, did they agree?
It's May 15th with a 90-day extension at the mayor's
discretion.
Which I will talk to you about.
Do we have to amend? Do we have to amend this little provision about cutting out the one potential buyer, or do we have to do that formally? I mean, we've discussed.
We need to have communication with Jeff English that the Fettermans would be excluded from this listing, and it's not in the current version that we exclude them. I think council can pass the legislation this evening authorizing the listing agreement. We just need to modify exactly what the listing agreement says.
So we don't have to modify the ordinance. Okay.
It's fine. It's understood as a pre-existing registration, so it's a non-issue. With the language changed.
Okay.
So it was changed to May 15th with a 90-day extension at the discretion of the mayor. Based upon the conversation we had last week, if he's not doing anything, then we don't extend it. If he is, then we can give him the summer months.
Let me ask one other question. Do we have any exposure from the other broker if somewhere down the road the person who bought the first property buys the second property?
Well, he gets credit. Yeah. We're accepting this.
Yeah, he's carved out.
He brought that deal.
He'll get the commission.
Okay.
You're saying that is already covered by the listing.
Yes.
Okay.
We can add language like I said in here.
Just to accept the federal.
I just don't want to get, you know, into a match here.
Can we do that without having to take that revision of the contract back here?
Yes. The idea is that the ordinance can be passed tonight to authorize the listing agreement as drafted. We just need to make clear that if the Fettermans buy the property, it's not subject to English's commission, it's Siemens.
Right. Got it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, no offense to anybody, but I don't know why it's with the mayor's authorization. Your discussion, why not council's?
Because the mayor, by charter, is charged with administering contracts. Council does not micromanage contractual relationships.
Okay, and that's not what I'm trying to do here.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody's trying to do that here.
No,
and that I don't appreciate the accusation
on
that.
No,
just don't say it like that, because I don't appreciate it. Because we had a discussion last week about this and about the time frame, and I think council was all on the same page as to what the time frame would be.
I wasn't, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, you weren't.
I was still for
you
6 months.
That's fine. I do agree. I will change that.
I was
that.
For
Herb,
6 months.
Herb did not agree. But I think the rest of council that was present was in favor of the way that this is currently written, or the way that we discussed without that last little part. And
I didn't hear that from anybody else. What I heard is that you only want to do 6 months, and the discussion we had was how sort of unfair that is that the next 6 months are the winter months.
Yes.
And you felt very strongly that you didn't want to give it to him for 9 months because you wanted to judge his performance first and see if he's hustling and if he's bringing people in.
I don't think that was just me. That was we went around the room.
Well,
you can
go around, but does anybody object to them getting those summer months if they're working hard and doing right and letting me decide that?
No, discretionary, that's fine.
And that's why we had two people missing, which, you know, and those two
so
people may tilt the decision one way or the other, whichever way it goes is fine with me. But I happen to agree with the mayor on this, oddly enough, that the longer contract period for Mr. English, given the fact that we're starting off with the winter months and they're probably not the best months in the world to start them off on, it makes sense.
Except for that they said that it doesn't matter when selling these types of properties, they said that it doesn't matter winter versus summer, at least that was what we were told.
I know they did.
That's true.
Yes, or last week.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Well, I think the way that it's written makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm comfortable, it's fine, I think the mayor should have that authorization, I'm sure she will consult with council, you know, as appropriate.
Or advise council.
Or advise council of how she's doing it.
Of what the decision is.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's leave it like this. Can I have a motion to pass ordinance 2000?
I'll suspend the rules, motion to suspend the rules.
Do you want the emergency clause first?
What's that?
I said, do you want the emergency?
When you have to do it, you have to do it.
Motion to suspend HERP, thanks, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, call roll on suspension, please.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. And is there a motion to pass ordinance 2015-31?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Braverman, call roll on that.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Duber?
Yes. All right. Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village.
Ms. Alfred?
So many issues.
She's passing, huh?
Noted. Moving on to committee reports and comments by council members, start with Ms. Perry.
I have no comments.
Okay, Mr., whoever you are, Barron. It's been a long day for me.
Apparently so.
I see.
It's married life must be hurting him.
Judd and I are going to the milk, affair on Thursday, and anyone wants to join us, you're more than welcome. Just get ahold of me, that's all I have.
What's the topic?
Actually, the topic.
Is it GOP convention?
The convention.
Is the GOP convention by,
David Gilbert is gonna be presented.
Which is, very interesting.
Yeah, I'll call you, I was, I might go to that.
Oh, well, we heard.
Mr. Braverman?
I know, we heard something, I was, but I have a few thoughts for him.
Mr. Braverman?
I just wanna wish everyone, a happy Veterans Day. Cleveland had its first Veterans Day Parade in many years this year, and, looks like the military is making a comeback in this country. Good, thank you.
Ms. Cluter?
I just briefly spoke to Mr. Zugin about the garbage cans. The people who are on a list, who do not want the very large garbage cans that were delivered.
What about it, so what?
I guess Kimball is working through the list, and they will be exchanging the larger cans for a slightly smaller can, so everything should be great, we hope.
Okay.
And I just wanted to wish everybody a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and that's all, thank you.
When are they doing that, by the way?
Just started.
They just told me they started.
I think they're calling the people on the list and telling them to put their 95 gallon can out, and then they'll give them a 64, so they're handling the transaction.
Yeah, I've got 3 cans.
Mr. Klein?
A couple brief things. Planning Commission will be discussing the creation of some landscape design standards early next year, or beginning early next year. It's something that we've not had on the books. I think by not having it, we create some of our own headache relative to approval of design of landscape projects for residential and commercial projects as they come into the village. Having a set of criteria that builders, homeowners can understand and apply to their properties would make incredible sense and be much more manageable and be less subjective by our Planning Commission and Design Review Board. Once those have been vetted, developed and vetted through a subcommittee created through the Planning Commission, no doubt we will be bringing that to the to council for review, and I just wanted to advise you that that will be happening. I will keep you apprised of what the timetable is on it. And along with Herb, I'd also like to acknowledge Veterans Day by suggesting that anyone who knows a veteran should thank them for their service, but more importantly, extend to them the need that their service should continue. We still need them in our country. There are many areas where service people can make significant contributions to the quality of life in our communities and making their lives better as a result. So think about it. If you know a veteran, if you've seen one today, let them know that. We haven't done that before. The last generation of veterans did not get. Apparently Bob is a veteran. Thank you for your service, and we know you continue. The mission continues. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving, too.
Mr. Alfred.
Yes, I attended the annual general meeting of the NOPEC, the aggregator.
How'd that go?
Energy and gas aggregator in Ohio, and I brought back some materials from that, which I'll provide to the mayor, and she can hand it off to the next Orange official, who will, I presume, represent Orange in further meetings. It was really a non-meeting in terms of any substantive issue, other than to say that NOPEC continues to grow as an aggregator. They continue to add communities and grow their footprint in Northeast Ohio, and actually starting to creep into outside that geographic footprint, establishing relationships with other communities in the southern part of the state. So it continues to be a well-run, well-organized organization to which provides value to the consumers in terms of lowering gas and electric costs for consumers. So our participation should continue well.
Thank you for representing Orange.
It's been my pleasure. The Chagrin River Watershed Partners, I think, also has a meeting coming up in December. And again, Mayor, you'll have to identify, and maybe Bob, sounds like you've been you've been nominated to take my place at that meeting.
Are
so.
All the meetings at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, that's been as far
Sorry.
As, yeah, it's like a 4 to 5:30 kind of thing. Have you already been, did Mayor already pass along the timing and date and all that stuff? Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure that was on your calendar, Mayor, and obviously it is. I'm just to let council know about what the timing is and my plans for the remainder of this term. I will be out. I will not be able to join you for the two December meetings, the working session and the regular session, so I'll be absent for those two. In conversation and discussion with the law director and with Mr. Duber, we sort of worked out what we think will be the appropriate timing of my official ending of my term and creating the vacancy for council to fill and do that in a way that provides council with the greatest amount of time to advertise, solicit candidates for replacement, do your interviewing, and ultimately appoint somebody. So that I think will go, that will happen, that sort of official, written plan for that will happen after the December regular meeting.
So, I mean, I'm just as a governance matter, we're gonna swear Ken in.
No,
he's not going to be sworn in for the election?
This term ends on December 31st.
Yeah, I know.
The existing term. And I will inform council president and the law director and the mayor that I will not be taking the oath of office for the term to start January 1st.
So when are you going to?
And I'll let them know formally after the December meeting, and that creates an opportunity for council to have 45 days after
the
January
regular,
meeting.
Right.
Then we have time, and it doesn't interfere with all the holidays.
You're gonna wait until after the first of the year, then. Did you go through the process, or are you gonna go through it?
Okay, well, that was what I was.
also have to explain that I think that it's for the two, they have to be appointed for the 2 years and then they have
not
to run again.
No.
No.
4 years.
No, they would run.
No, is it, do
they
have to run again after two?
They'll have to run in the next election.
In 2017.
Seventeen.
They have to run within 2 years.
It would be a two-year appointment.
For the unexpired term.
It's the unexpired.
That's what we had to do last time.
Yeah, wait, so they get appointed.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
And then they have to run in the next election, which would be in 2017.
Right.
But it would only be for the remainder of that 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They'd be similar to what Ken did when he took office.
Right, I was appointed, then I had to run and that.
It was only a two-year term.
You could have picked either one.
Well.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
That seat's costing us money, you know, that much.
Okay, anyway, so that's the timing and the structure, so you guys will have time to deal with the vacancy in your birth thing. So that's.
Well, if you want it to be advertised in the newsletter, I guess it doesn't have to be. We can just ask for resumes and then.
Why not pick it? We're all here. Most of us are here, aren't we?
How about February 17th?
You have, what, the rules, Steve, give the council 45 days after the January meeting.
That's too far.
No, the meeting in January is the 14th, the 13th.
Oh, after the meeting in January?
45 days.
Then 45 days start.
Ken's gonna give his notice.
Right.
After the December meeting.
Right.
He will not be taking the oath.
Right.
Council is 45 days, begins from the date of the regular meeting in January, the next regular meeting.
Not the first one, which is an organizational one, you mean the second week?
The regular meeting.
So not the sixth.
Okay, so that's January 13th.
13th.
And if it's a special meeting, it doesn't count?
Right.
Okay.
So that makes the 17th is 35 days afterwards. I could do it anytime sooner, I just was picking a Wednesday that didn't have a council meeting.
You wanna do it the night of a meeting?
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking, but I think it might take too long.
Yeah, it might take too long.
Well, it depends how many candidates.
It also depends on which.
Did we say it was February the what, Mayor?
I suggested February 17th.
That's okay, oh no.
It's the first available Wednesday.
That's after the regular meeting.
It's not, when you and I are out of town. Now, if you wanna do it like on a Monday night or Tuesday night?
That's what I was kinda thinking of doing a different night, like doing it the night.
Maybe two Wednesdays.
Well then, yeah. Or?
What's that?
Tuesday, February 9th. Then they could appoint them on the 10th if they pick somebody.
See, planning commission would be on the second.
Right.
Second and 15th.
Second and 16th.
And you're gonna start advertising the date?
Well, if we, I would put it in the newsletter, I mean, you don't wanna make a separate mailing for this, right?
But can we do that?
I don't think we need to.
Mr. Law Director, can we advertise it in the newsletter in December?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you're not filling the vacancy until it actually occurs, but.
Yeah, what?
You're just giving good notice that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Or let me ask you this, what if we just did interviews earlier on the 10th? I don't know what anybody's scheduled.
What if there's 10, what if there's 12 applicants?
Well, we've done that, Brandon, you need a special night to itself.
Well, you're not gonna.
Yeah, when I was appointed, there were.
A separate?
11.
Yeah, but we had you on a special.
Well, not everybody reads it.
I hate to say it, but.
I know, the night of my retirement party from my office.
No, I know, I don't know how it works.
I was, and I couldn't drink, it was ridiculous.
Because we did it a lot.
I was able to drink at my own retirement party.
Sometimes we do a mailing just for that.
Yeah.
But because there's a newsletter coming up, why can't we just put it in the newsletter?
Well, I think it should go in the newsletter, but I query whether the newsletter is sufficient.
We can put a code red, but why put it in the mailing for?
Is the newsletter legal notice? Do we have to give legal notice?
There's not a legal notice requirement.
Requirement, okay.
I would put it on the front, if you're gonna put it on the front.
Okay, make it stand out.
I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, we'll make it prominent.
Because then we don't have to do that.
And on the website.
Great.
Okay.
And on the reader board.
We can put it on the e-news, although not everybody signed up, surprise, shocker. And we can put it in a code red if we don't get enough. I mean, if the newsletter brings in 12 applicants.
We can set a reverse 911.
Does that, would Tuesday the 9th work for everyone?
Works for me.
Tuesday the 9th?
The 9th, good one?
What did we say, you said?
Tuesday, February 9th, does that work?
Wednesday, oh, okay.
So you said.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 9th.
That's fine.
What day of the week is the 9th?
Okay, that's, then I'm gonna have that.
Cause we're planning to.
At what time?
On the 6th.
Does like 6 o'clock-ish work?
I can make that work.
Means I can't go to the Schwitz.
I'm almost thinking just do it a little earlier so we don't end up here till midnight like happened last time.
Start at 7, start at 6.
I was gonna say 6 if that's doable for everybody.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Ken can't make it.
I won't be there. I'll call in.
Can you do that?
She'll be on speakerphone.
So if you're comfortable enough with that date, we'll also put in the notice that interviews will take place on that night.
Starting at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, does that work for you, Francis?
Yes.
In the, in.
We can decide at the time based on anything there are too, I don't have to put the time, just put the night.
Yeah, that's fine, but I almost think just kinda geared towards that, cause even if there's not that many, just do it and be done.
Yeah, there will be, there, people like to be.
Get my date when they have to do their interviews, the resume.
So easy.
So, January 31st?
At least a week.
6 o'clock?
I would say resume,
Yeah.
At least a week.
What is that?
Yeah, that's probably funny.
Boy, all this just reflects me.
That's funny, how many of you are gonna read it 2 weeks ahead?
No, okay, resume by January 31st.
Cause also if the newsletter comes out like at the end of the month, it's right in the holidays and a lot of people that might be interested might not get it together, so they need a little more time to.
Okay, I like. Alright, is everybody good with that? No objections? Okay.
Yes.
That was all I had this for today.
Alright.
Okay.
Well.
Such as interviews or special meeting for interviews.
Well, you know, you're the.
And then we go to the second session.
What would?
Alright.
This is, sounds like something out of Ibsen.
I do not have any other comments, this is something I'm thinking about that anybody wants to know about.
Ibsen's good.
Me, Ken, VP, we'll miss ya.
Yes, I do wanna say thank you to everybody, as they say, all politicians say it's been an honor and a privilege to serve, I appreciate all your help, hopefully I've made a positive impact on Orange and I'll miss it. So let's go get a drink and celebrate.
Let's go.
Alright, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, what a way to.
Ken will make the motion to adjourn.
Motion made.
Alright, is there a second?
Ken should just second it too.
No, that I can't.
I should.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. If you'll call roll on that, please.
Mr. Klein?
Or not to drink.
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Ms. Cluder?
Yes.
Mr. Alfred?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Perry?
Yeah, Ken's choice.
Yes. Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Zuber?
Yes.
Thank you, Ken. I hope it's a good person who sits in this chair.
He's enthusiastic.
As you have been to have.
Oh, I'm sure. That was part of the problem.
You're really not gonna count the damn stuff?
Yeah. I think I am, but I'm gonna have to go, I'm gonna have to.
Thank you.
Call home and tell them I'm gonna have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here for a week.
Ken's drive.
And then I'll be back.
There is their success.
Why are you wearing your uniform? You working on it?
Him and his notes, or is he?
No, this is.
Believe me, you're representing.
Taser.
Hey, chief, where's your taser? Where's your taser, that'll let him know who you are.
I really.
Well, I appreciate it.
Those guys are giving trouble with those tasers. Thing in Tuscaloosa doesn't.
My camera.
You see that?
Camera's up.
That was crazy.
My daughter, camera.
Nice to meet you.
I'm surprised we haven't met before.
Yeah, well, she.
Well, that's true too, I understand.